Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, now joined here at the Jack Daniels Barrel House at Bridgestone Arena by Predators General Manager David Poile. He joins us every Tuesday at 11:15, and he's been nice enough to come by in person. And David, I got to tell you, I mean, the fact that we're sitting in this building right now today, able to play a game tonight against the Anaheim Ducks is pretty remarkable. I know Sean Henry said that this morning, but it's awesome that we're here and able to play this tonight.
Yes, it is a bit unfortunate for sure what happened a few days ago, but remarkable in terms of all of the people that pitched in to get this to the place where we actually could play a game tonight. If you were here 3 or 4 days ago, you would be saying no chance. And it's remarkable. And yesterday, come into the office and you walk all through the building, they had over 1,000 fans. I don't mean hockey fans, I mean electrical fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a hurricane everywhere you went in the building to try to dry it out. But, you know, you patch it together. I know, you know, as Sean said, we're probably going to have some long-term, you know, problems with, you know, water is such a dangerous thing. It's just like the hurricanes they talk about down in Florida. It's the wind that we're watching, but at the end of the day, it's the water that kind of gets you. And, you know, in carpets behind areas between walls that we can't get to right now, probably some electrical things. So, you know, we skated this morning. Anaheim is going to skate this morning. We're just kind of making sure there's no other problems. And there's a lot of electrical things that we're kind of counting on that hopefully will work tonight. But all in all, it's great. And a lot of people need to be thanked a lot for their hours that they put in the last 3 or 4 days here at Bridgestone.
Now, how does that work with the league? Do you call them in the morning of, and do they have somebody to come out to assess it and say, hey, listen, y'all can play today, you can't play today, or you can't play this week, we need to reschedule, and when is the reschedule?
And who was that you that was communicating with the league?
Oh, in this case, it was actually Brian, my assistant, okay. was doing it. He got the call at 6 o'clock in the morning. I believe my phone was still off at that point. So you had people like, you know, Sean Henry, Brian and the team services, and, of course, more importantly, all of the building people were made aware right away. But the fact was the water main broke. It's in the middle of the night or early in the morning, and it takes a couple of hours before it was recognized and being able to be, you know, shut off, and the damage was done then. So, yes, you know, the league was made aware right away. There's, you know, there's officials, there's TV, there's radio, there's all sorts of, you know, things that there are different people are in charge of, and we almost sort of have that list of things that happened.
I got a few calls myself.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, then the ball gets rolling in again. So we have a 1 o'clock game, and it was apparent right from the get-go that, you know, we couldn't play the game because the water was still, you know, kind of basically raining in, especially on the downstairs area by the ice or what have you. So then the next step goes, can we play on Saturday night there? And again, there was a lot of hope or thought that we could pull this off or what have you, but after a few hours that became very apparent that we couldn't do that. And then we had talked to Columbus, since we had a open building availability for Sunday. They did also. Would they play? We play, yes. Talked to the league about that, but we couldn't pull it off. And again, we're just it was not realistic that we tried. And you know, you talked to everybody in the league, from Gary Bettman was involved in the situation. And basically on Sunday morning we told him that we would do everything we could to have a game on Tuesday, and he was happy to hear that.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. I say this, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, the league and all of you have, you know, gotten pretty good at this rescheduling thing with what we had the last 2 years. So how much did that maybe speed up this process of the fact that the league has kind of gone through this with COVID and everything we've battled the last 2 years, even though this was such a freak circumstance to have happened?
Well, the other person that's been involved is a schedule maker who you know, we talked to like 20 times probably in the last 3 or 4 days to find out what the possibilities are. And isn't it interesting that 3 of the 4 clubs that went to Europe this year at the beginning of the season are affected by this, meaning that our schedule is more dense than the other teams because we had the break to go to Europe. So it's difficult. It's really, really hard. I mean, if you look at everybody's schedule, it looks like a checkerboard, meaning, you know, it's a game, day off, game, or what have you. And so to plug a game in, you know, the best scenario you're going to get is a back-to-back, and then you're probably going to go from three games a week to four games in 6 days. And that's probably what's going to happen with our two games. We have agreed with what the dates would be. I think the schedule maker is talking to Colorado and Columbus now. I believe they will agree or eventually agree, but you know that comes into back to our TV partners and things like that, whether that has affected the game that they were covering or changes it. And so a lot of dynamics go into
it. I'll give you radio time whenever you want it.
Now, was there ever talk? The only reason I'm bringing this up because of what happened with the Buffalo Bills and the Cleveland Browns, I believe, yeah, in the NFL, where it snows so much, they just picked up and said, hey, listen, we got to play this game. And I know their schedule, NFL schedule, is not as daunting as y'all's schedule is, right. But they picked up and they just moved it to Detroit.
Yeah.
Has there ever been talks of, hey, if we ever run into this situation again, we can pick up and just, instead of rescheduling and everything,
like Atlanta,
pick up and play it in a closer city?
You know what, that could have been eventually a situation. In this case, again, I use Columbus. Mm-hmm. We played in Columbus. We hadn't played in Columbus, we probably could have gone that way and played there, say, Sunday night, and then they could have caught up. We could have changed
just
that.
Something
like that. But the answer probably is just no to that. Like, we have our home games, and I'm not exactly sure how the NFL works on gate receipts and mm-hmm. different things like that, but obviously there had to be something worked out for Buffalo, not for losing a home game.
Exactly.
So
let's talk about your team. Now, through all of this, you've been able to flush Detroit and what happened there and before Thanksgiving. But we've seen some good things out of this team over the course of the last few weeks. What have you seen from your general manager eyes as you evaluate things, as you've got some young talent? Parsonen has been – I mean, that kid looks like an NHL player. I mean, he has really done well. But as you try and get that next gear, as now we're past the American Thanksgiving mark of the season.
Yeah, you're saying it right, get that next gear. I mean, I think things are better. They're trending in the right direction, but we want and need more. Still, you know, the same thing. I mean, we need our better players to be our best players on a nightly basis. I think when that occurs, that will make a lot of things better. I mean, if you could just choose one thing, I would love for the power play to be better, because I think that would allow us to play with the lead more. That would allow everybody to play their role more. I mean, you could possibly put together, say, the herd line back together. That now has been broken up a little bit, and you know, when we have a lead, those guys can kind of play with abandonment and a little bit of havoc, very physical, you know, just things like that. So just improving in one area. I'm just choosing the power play as a really strong area, but you could choose something else, and we could just find another area to kind of put our arms around to, as we go into, I think it's, could have been, it's what, 20 games now. We sort of go approximately 10 game segments, and these next 10 games or so, just got to show some more improvement. We're below the line just by a little bit in terms of making the playoffs. Wish we had done better, but we have room for improvement. And
sure,
a lot of people at this point, unfortunately, are having a little bit of off seasons, underperforming a little bit. If you remember last year at this time, we were talking about everybody having exceeding expectations or what have you. So I know it's there. Nobody is comfortable. Nobody's happy. I mean, you make changes to, you know, to try to find solutions, spur on players. The Parsonen thing is looks like that's going to be a keeper, if you will. I mean, I don't see him going back to Milwaukee anytime soon. I mean, usually you bring up a younger player and he plays in the fourth line, limited minutes. Now here we got a guy who comes right in and he's playing the first line. I'm not saying that's where he should be, but that just shows you where our club is, and maybe that's a comment on some other guys that need to be better.
What are you seeing out of guys, specifically Glass and Tolvanen? They've both been in and out of the lineup. You're kind of seeing good things, bad things as you go. But when you evaluate those two specifically, where are you at?
Well, it's problematic. It's a fair question. And I'd certainly hope by now that they would be in our lineup on a more regular basis. But, you know, it's like everybody else. Do they deserve it? Have we, in their side of it, have we given enough of an opportunity? I mean, Glass got a couple of games higher in the lineup and didn't do as well, and then he came out of the lineup. Now he's been back in the lineup in a little bit lower position. I think he's done pretty well. He's going to play again tonight. Tolvanen, I don't think, is going to play tonight. So these are things that need to be dealt with, and I mean, and it's their responsibility too. I mean, they got to show us, the other players, the coaches, something that you can't you can't help but put them into the lineup. And right now, and I'm not, you're just asking a question about Glass or Tolvin, but if I'm the coach, it's too easy to take some of these guys out right now, and that's got to change.
We'll talk with David Poyo, Nashville Predators GM. Now, David, you brought up the guys last year, the seasons that they were having. It was career seasons for a few of the guys. But as a GM, when you evaluate it after the season, you have to sort of think, hey, this may not happen again. So where should my expectation level be with those players?
Well, I don't see why it can't happen.
Yeah. You're right about that.
It's not that they're over the hill or too old or that we've changed the lineup so they're not playing with the same people. Now it's changed a little bit. That's why it's frustrating, specifically like on the power play. It's the same five guys, but with different results. But, again, if you were to have a split screen and look at how we were executing, moving the puck, where the shooting positions were and where they are today, it's different. And you would think that they would be able to change and adapt. And, again, we have changed some of the things in the power play, and we have had a little bit more success lately. But the power play was a difference maker last year. And just repeating myself, and if we were in a position at least three games this year, if we could have got a power play goal, we would have won the game. That's how close it can be to turning things around. But you're right. I mean, everybody can't always have a career year, but others can.
Yeah.
And so you're always looking for younger players to get better, or your veteran players to keep their consistency. And right now we're just, as I'm just saying, we have room to improve, and I feel it's going to come, but it just hasn't come on a consistent basis, and that's the frustrating place that we're in right now, is that we need to get that traction. We need to get we got to get some wins, more wins in a row. We need to beat a top team, like the Colorado that's kind of owned us last year, or Edmonton, something like that. We got to do that to make us feel good about ourselves. Or there's always going to be a defining moment or a turning point in the season, and I don't think we've gotten to that point yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Anaheim tonight, I mean, this is a team that's, bottom of the standings in the league, but those, to me, can be the most dangerous sometimes because, look, they're out playing the games too. They get paid to play these games too. But to me, these are the games that I call the ones that if you go out and do your job, they're confidence builders for you and help you get to where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played Arizona, and again, it was a game that I thought that we played well in, especially in the third period. But they get a late goal shorthanded. It's a mistake on our part. And then we go to overtime. We go to a shootout. I mean, as I said, it was a very draining and strainful game. And when I'm a fan someday, I'll say, that was a fantastic game. But as a manager, that was a
like, no.
That was a hard one. But again, I'm sort of saying the same thing. It's there. Some individuals have to play a little bit better and more consistent. And when we do that, I think our team will come together. So by no means are we not believing that we have it there, but we need to see it, and we need to, play at a more consistent basis to prove it to ourselves.
Let's end on a positive note. You, I think you've really hit on your backup goaltender and Kevin Lankinen, bringing him in as a free agent. How pleased have you been when he's in there, the job that he does, and we've talked with you before about whether going back to Pekka or with Saros of just being able to maybe take a couple starts away just to preserve him down the line. Lankinen allows you to do that.
He does, and that's exactly the plan. But the plan was that we'd be a little bit better right now, and he could actually play maybe one or two more games. But, you tend to go back to Juice, who's playing so well in the majority of the games, which he should. But to your point, Lankinen has done everything that we've asked for him. Every game that he's put in, he's played terrific. We haven't given him enough run support in a couple of games. But it's good to know in case we need to play him more or something happens to Saros, but to feel good about the goaltending. The goaltending certainly gives us a chance to win every game.
He is Predators General Manager David Poyle, live with us here at Bridgestone Arena. The Predators take on the Ducks tonight. David, thanks as always. We'll talk next week.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
More coming here. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.